USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Through the rest of this American holiday weekend, when we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, severe weather will be an issue for some who hope to mark it with outdoor activities. Heavy thunderstorms forecast for later today across the plains, with downpours, hail, and damaging winds expected from South Dakota to Central Texas. And stormy weather will continue in the Midwest and Southern Plains tomorrow. President Trump is urging his former Attorney General Jeff Sessions to drop out of the Alabama U.S. Senate race. The president supports the former Auburn Tigers football coach Tommy Tuberville over Sessions. The two are facing off in a primary runoff election in July, the winner to face incumbent Democrat Doug Jones in November. In a series of tweets yesterday, President Trump blasted his former AG for recusing himself during the impeachment hearings. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't gotten a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial starts today. He was sworn into office for a fifth term just a week ago, but faces charges of accepting gifts from friends in exchange for bestowing political favors. There's a big corruption case brewing in the city of brotherly love.
The Justice Department says a former election official in Philadelphia has pleaded guilty to accepting bribes to cast fraudulent ballots for candidates. The department said the official, Dominic DeMuro, pleaded to conspiring to deprive people of civil rights and using interstate facilities in aid of bribery. Prosecutors say he cast fraudulent ballots and certified bogus voting results during the 2014, 15, and 16 primary elections in Philadelphia. He took money to add ballots and increase vote totals for certain candidates in his jurisdiction. I'm Wendy King.
The New York Stock Exchange trading floor to open again on Tuesday, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An ESPN college football analyst now facing a misdemeanor domestic battery charge. As Ryan Leaf was arrested in Palm Desert, California Friday, the 44-year-old was released yesterday on a $5,000 bail. He is set to appear in court on Wednesday. No details about the incident. Leaf was a number 2 overall draft pick for the San Diego Chargers in 1998 and was hired by ESPN last year. Bobbleheads have been typically reserved for sports stars and celebrities, but now with the coronavirus pandemic, the unheralded and underappreciated workers of America have become an inspiration, as we hear from John Clemens.
They're called the Essential Heroes Bobblehead Series, with 35 different selections. Phil Scolaro, the Milwaukee-based National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, tells us about the selection of different professions.
Doctors, nurses, postal workers, delivery drivers, aviation, truck drivers and bus drivers. We do actually have the media in there who've been, you know, keeping people informed. We have both radio, you know, DJ and news radio as one of them. We have reporters and we also have TV news anchors.
A portion of the sale of the bobbleheads goes to Protect the Heroes campaign. I'm John Clemens.
Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.